There's a long-standing minog of burning the lulavim and hadasim with the chametz. Is this fact? Is this fiction? Is this a true minog? Where does it come from? So there is a gemara in Shabbos where Rav Ami and Rav Asi would eat the erev as part of the an erev that they had, part of their hamotzi. So this way, they said, since all of it is avid bo mitzvah chada, since I'm already doing one mitzvah with it, I'll do mitzvah acharina. I'm going to do a second mitzvah with the same item, and I will get two mitzvahs with this same item. Now, what is the understanding of this? There's two ways to understand this gemara. Number one, you could understand it that it's this special idea that mitzvah goreres mitzvah, kind of like we do mitzvah with one item. Okay, so we like to combine, we make a kesher, we like to combine one item for one mitzvah to another mitzvah. It's all mitzvah leads on to mitzvahs. It's a beautiful idea. Another way to understand this is that, no, look, there's no idea of connecting this item for multiple mitzvahs. The only thing that we have a problem here is that we don't know how to get rid of this lulav or any item or an erev tefshilin that was used for a mitzvah. We have no other way to get rid of it. So a good way to get rid of it without degrading the item is to get rid of it as part of another mitzvah. But there's no fundamental concept of connecting the two mitzvos together. It's more that we just want to ensure that we get rid of it in a proper way. Now, where does this concept come from of burning the lulavim and hadasim and aravos? So Agos Maimonides, late 1200s, cites Rabbi Yehuda ben Koinemus, used to burn the chametz with the arava. In other words, he would start his bonfire with the arava and the arava of the lulav, and because of this concept of hol v'savid b'mitzvah, since you did a mitzvah with this item, we might as well connect it to another mitzvah as well. The Maharil died in 1427, and he, 100 years after the Agos Maimonides, and he writes that some burn chametz with the lulav and some burn chametz, the lulav and adasim, because of hol v'savid bo mitzvah chada. Some bake matzahs. He says some people bake matzahs with the lulav and adasim instead. In other words, they use the lulav and adasim to light the fire. And he writes both are correct. Mari Vayo as well, he writes that lulav is used to make matzahs, and he says same idea with tzitzis. We take ripped tzitzis and use it as a bookmark. Now it's interesting that some of these focus on the hadasim, some focus on the arava, some focus on the lulav. I was thinking if you say it only applies to the arava, which otherwise is no other use, then maybe the reason why we use it is this, the reason number two that we said before. It's just to prevent the bizayon, because otherwise what else are you going to do with aravos? There's nothing else to aravos. Hadasim you could smell, you could use for besamim, but the fact that that some of these poskim or rishonim are only using it for aravos are saying that only aravos are burned with the chametz. Maybe that's because of reason number two above that we said that it's to prevent bizayon to the item. As opposed to if you say it applies to luav and hadasim as well, then it's maybe this idea that we try to connect mitzvos one with the other, or that mitzvah goreres mitzvah. Now, what is the halacha? So Shulchan Aruch in Ilchos Sukkos talks about save oshanas to burn with the matzahs. That's what the Ramah says. We save the oshanas to burn with the matzahs, and the Mishnah Berurah there, however, in Hilchos Pesach says, we burn the chametz with the oshanas. So again, they seem to be focusing on different aspects, and the Dirsha Mishnah Berurah points this out. Why does the Mishnah Berurah give a different reason or give a different usage of the oshanas than the Ramah did? In other words, the Ramah says it should be used to burn with matzahs, and the Mishnah Berurah focuses on burning the chametz with the oshanas. Okay. Or Chashokan disagrees with this entire concept. He says it's better to burn all the stuff after Sukkot because otherwise it's going to get disgusting. Your lulav, your esrog, your lulav hadasim and aravos, they're going to become all yucky. They're going to become, you know, degraded and moldy. And therefore it's a bigger bizayon to save them to Pesach. Now I was thinking that the Chashokan definitely sounds like reason number two. The whole idea is to prevent the bizayon. So if it's going to be a greater bizayon to save it to Pesach, and you might as well burn it right after Sukkot. But if you say the whole reason is to combine mitzvos, mitzvah goreres, mitzvah to kesher between mitzvos, so then yeah, so even if it's going to get a little bit dirty, okay, fine. But still, you want to leave it to Pesach so you could combine it with another mitzvah. Another nafkamina is, do you need to use the lulav and hadasim to actually start the fire, as many of these rishonim implied? According to the reason that you want to make a kesher for the two mitzvahs, so yeah, of course you need to start the fire with it, because otherwise, if you just have a bonfire and you throw in your chametz, and then you also throw in your lulav, what's the lulav doing? It's not being part of a mitzvah, you're just burning it in a bonfire. But the Yalkut Shimoni Agada, which is by Reb Naiman, who died in 1942, is Rav in Krakow, he says... It should be burnt in a separate madura. At least the Rosh Elios cites him as saying such. He says it should be burned in a separate fire. So this makes more sense if you say that it's just to prevent bizayon. So once you're burning the chametz, you burn the lulav as well, but not that the lulav is the cause of the destruction of the chametz. Now, from a more of a nistar perspective, just to end off in a little bit of neo chassidus, first of all, Horus Nassen says the reason why you burn the lulav with the matzahs is because lulav in gematria is chayim. And chayim counteracts the matzah, which represents only poverty. The only way a poor person is going to survive is if he has chayim. Rav Mordechai, now that only works, that's only a remez for burning the lulav. Rav Mordechai Gross gives a remez for burning the aravos, because the arava has no smell and taste. It's a sign of humility. So that counteracts chametz, which chametz is rising, the bread rises, that represents haughtiness. So the arava, which has no smell and taste, we burn it with the chametz to show it counteracts the gaiva, the haughtiness of the chametz. Now, the Sefer Ushpizin says Luv stands for Vitar Libenu of the Chabemis. That's the Rashi Tevos of Luv, is the acronym of that. So that means Be'emes, Emes. That Luv represents Emes, so we use the Emes to burn the Sheker, the Yitzhara, which is the chametz. Now, the Alexander Rebbe says, what's this difference in Minhagim between burning it for matzahs or burning the Luv for chametz? What's the difference? He says there's a difference between Sur Merah and Asay Tov. That if you want some focus on removing the bad, the chametz, some focus on Asay Tov, building the matzahs, it's two perspectives in life. What are you focusing on, getting rid of the bad or focusing on the good? I was just thinking, there's a whole discussion if the mitzvah of burning the chametz is a kumva asay, right? If tashpisu is a kumva asay or not. So I was thinking maybe this minug developed to burn the lulav with the chametz is to show lulav, which is a classical kumva asay, to show you that the mitzvah of tashpisu is also a mitzvah kumva asay.